This episode is proudly sponsored by my amazing patrons. For the multi-tier, a heartfelt thank you to Ted and C, St. Peaches, Earl B, Christina N, Bunkers, Carlo C, and our newest multi-patron, Ian. In the Tao tier, I extend a massive appreciation to Viren A, Jordan, Roman, Philip, Mona, Luna, Diwatahan, Brizzo, and our latest Tao patron, Undead. Thank you all so much for your unwavering support. It truly means a lot to me. To you, my dear listeners, if you would like to support the podcast, please visit patreon.com/tabitabipod. For as little as $2 or $6, you can enjoy early access to episodes, exclusive content, and more. Once again, that's patreon.com/tabitabipod. See you there. Mabuhay and welcome to Tabi Tabi Podcast, a show where we explore the fascinating and often mysterious folklore of the Philippines. I am your host, Ethan. Hi, thanks for joining me today. Another week, another new episode. Hi and hello. Thanks for being here and I hope you enjoy your stay. Hi. Just want to share that on April 4 to 6, I attended an event by Pistanin Teatro. I attended as a merchant and sold some crafts I made as well as showcase some podcast merch because the point there was to showcase Tabi Tabi Podcast, let people know that there's a podcast specifically for Philippine folklore or that caters to like telling stories about Philippine folklore and such. So I attended there. It was my first time going as Tabi Tabi Podcast, so that was fun. I had the opportunity to answer some questions from curious buyers about the podcast, and some even bought stickers as well as the zine that I made. So overall, it was a fun event. 10/10 would definitely do it again, and I'm very thankful to those who stopped by the booth, our booth. Thank you so much to our intern Yana for helping me, and it was so fun. Also, happy 400 subscribers on YouTube. Thank you so much for checking out the YouTube channel. It's Tabi Tabi Podcast. I hope you like the kit avatar on the video. My brother made that for me. I also drew the creatures there as well. So I hope you liked it. And also, hi to the new followers on my horror narration podcast, Necronotes. I hope you enjoy the story and use me as background noise when you're doing something. And lastly, thanks and hello to the new listeners of Tabi Tabi Podcast. I appreciate you all and I hope you enjoy your stay. And of course, how could I forget the regular listeners of Tabi Tabi Pod? Thank you so much to the patron members and to you, my dear listeners. Thank you so very much. And yeah, that is it for my announcement. With that being said, settle in, my dear listeners, and let's begin. Dreams. Dreams are fascinating windows into the subconscious mind, offering a glimpse into a world where the rules of reality are suspended. According to sleepfoundation.org, dreams encompass a variety of experiences, including images, thoughts, and emotions that occur during sleep. While visual imagery is the most common, dreams can engage all the senses. And interestingly, individuals who are blind often experience dream components related to sound, taste, and smell. On average, people dream for about 2 hours each night, with dreaming occurring during various stages of sleep. However, dreams are most vivid and prolific during the rapid eye movement or REM stage. During REM sleep, brain activity surges compared to non-REM stages, leading to distinct types of dreaming. REM dreams are often characterized by their vividness, fantastical elements, and sometimes bizarre stories, though they may incorporate aspects of waking life or stuff that happened when you were awake. Conversely, non-REM dreams tend to feature more coherent content grounded in specific memories or thoughts. REM sleep is predominantly concentrated in the latter half of a typical sleep cycle, resulting in a concentration of dreaming shortly before waking up. As for the purpose of dreams, the exact mechanism remains elusive. However, The prevailing theory, as suggested by health.clevelandclinic.org, proposes that dreaming aids in memory consolidation and analysis, potentially serving as a rehearsal for real-life situation and challenges. Dreams are commonly associated with positivity, happiness, and pleasant experiences. However, just as there is light, there is also darkness. And that is where nightmares come to play. In the world of sleep medicine, a nightmare is defined as a distressing dream that prompts awakening from sleep. Unlike common usage, which may label any unsettling dream as a nightmare, in this context, nightmares specifically disrupt sleep and can impact daytime functioning. Of course, what I just shared isn't the complete explanation regarding dreams or nightmares. It's more of a little bit summary due to the complexity of the topic. However, it did provide a general understanding of dreams and nightmares from a scientific perspective. But what about folklore? Is there an explanation for dreams and nightmares? Well, while information on dreams might be scarce, nightmares, on the other hand, they have a prominent place in local folklore, particularly in the form of a well-known creature known as Batibat in Ilocano culture and as Bangungot in Tagalog lore. This creature that I'm going to talk about today is more famous in its name, Bangungot. So first, let's figure out what's Bangungot. Bangungot is a widespread belief in the Philippines, often associated with the superstition that sleeping on a full stomach can lead to mysterious nocturnal deaths. Growing up in a Filipino household, you might frequently hear your parents or your grandparents warning you not to sleep immediately after eating or else, babangungutin ka. According to MakatiMed.net, this old wives' tale suggests that overeating just before bed could cause a person to rise and moan, which is bangon and ungol, from which the term bangungot is derived, so bangon and ungol. And the person experienced difficulty breathing while asleep, or in extreme cases, die mysteriously in their sleep. The term is also closely linked to nightmares. Many Filipinos hold the belief that if someone dies mysteriously in their sleep, they might have experienced a nightmare so intense that it led to bangungot. This idea is well known and often a source of fear among Filipinos. However, there is a scientific explanation behind this seemingly mystical phenomenon, linking it to a real medical condition. Additionally, according to an article written by Jessica Timmons for Sleepopolis, it suggests that there are several scientific explanations for SUNDS or Sudden Unexplained Nocturnal Death Syndrome. One theory suggests that victims may be suffering from acute pancreatitis. Many of the individuals who have died from SUNDS reportedly consumed large amounts of scratchy foods and alcohol before going to sleep, a combination that can lead to pancreatic failure. Another potential explanation is Brugada syndrome, a genetic condition that affects the heart's electrical system and can cause breathing problems, fainting, and sudden death, often while the patient is resting or asleep. Now that we've covered the medical aspects, let's delve into the creature believed to be behind these nightmares known as Batibat. A vengeful demon found in Philippine folklore inhabiting the trunks of trees and usually portrayed as a massive female spirit, often depicted as grotesquely overweight. Batibat is typically characterized by its long, unkempt hair, sharp claws, and wrinkled, sagging skin. In addition to the belief that the Batibat may torment those who sleep on a full stomach, there is also a prevalent legend that if you cut down its tree and use the wood as a support post for a house, The batibat, driven by annoyance or anger, will follow the timber or the wood into your new home to seek revenge. As mentioned earlier, batibat resides in trees. While it is not specified which specific types of trees are preferred, some articles in folklore mention that bamboo groves or mango trees might be common homes for the spirit. Unfortunately, cutting down a tree that houses a batibat often unknowingly can make one a target for its wrath. Remember, in the past, when Filipinos wanted to build a home, they primarily used wood because concrete wasn't available. So, naturally, they would cut down trees. And imagine this. If you weren't aware that a batibat resided in a specific tree, and you ended up cutting it down, you would unfortunately be destroying their home, thus earning their wrath. And once you fall asleep in this new home constructed with wood from her tree, you are likely to suffer grave consequences. You see, the batibat is notorious for causing terrifying nightmares by manipulating the dreams of its victims. This fearsome creature may sit on your chest during sleep, inducing sleep paralysis, a condition marked by an inability to move or speak, accompanied by sensations of suffocation and helplessness. It is also believed that the batibat may use her toes to strangle you, enhancing the suffocation, or simply the pressure of her sitting on your chest can be enough to disrupt your breathing. Unfortunately, there's no clear way to determine if a certain tree is inhabited by a batibat, so be cautious and good luck. Now, how can you escape their wrath? While I don't necessarily know how to defeat them, there are some common precautions you can take. Number one, don't sleep with a full stomach. Whether for folklore or medical reasons, it's best to avoid this practice since it can have serious effects on your body and could potentially lead to death. Number 2. Avoid sleeping under trees or near bamboo trees. The batibat doesn't appreciate the intrusions in its home, and honestly, who would, right? Number 3. Place garlic, salt, or rice near your bed for protection before going to sleep, because these items are believed to ward off evil spirits. Additionally, you can also recite prayers or invoke the names of saints during a perceived attack. And lastly, number 4, if you find yourself caught in a nightmare, try wiggling your toes or biting your thumb. These actions are said to help awaken someone from the nightmare induced by a batibat. Of course, this is easier said than done, especially if you've experienced sleep paralysis, which can be terrifyingly immobilizing. But remember, you have to fight it. It's for your survival. So, the next time you're chopping down trees or planning a midnight snack, think twice. You might just save yourself from more than a nightmare. Sleep tight, and don't let the batibat bite, or sit for that matter. Sweet dreams. And that is it for the Batibat episode. I hope you enjoyed listening and learned something new. Unfortunately, this one is going to be another short episode. I just can't find any more information about the Batibat. It has little information. I do hope you enjoyed learning about the dreams and the nightmares, the medical explanations, I mean. That was very interesting when I wrote that. I thought it would be nice to have like a comparison with the medical aspect and the folklore aspect. Although I hope I explained it well though. But yeah, make sure you don't sleep when your stomach is full. Don't sleep on a batibat's tree, although I don't know what tree it is specifically. And make sure to wiggle your toes when you're experiencing a sleep paralysis, which apparently is caused by a batibat. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Or you can always become a Patreon member and get cool benefits. Just head over to patreon.com/tabitabipod. Or you can always donate via GCash. The info will be posted in the description. Once again, thank you so very much to you, my patrons, and to you, my dear listeners. Thanks for continuously supporting the podcast. Please stay safe. This has been Ethan. Thanks for listening to Tabi Tabi Podcast. Join me next time to discuss more Philippine creatures. Bye!